Hello and welcome. My name is Davis Bitsky. I am a technology evangelist with Microsoft focused on Windows 8. In today's short screencast, we're going to cover how you can play music and sound effects in your own Windows 8 Metro style app. And the way that we're going to do that is through a casual game we've written using HTML and JavaScript. So all of the code that we're going to write today, as well as the source project I'm going to use, you can download at metrogamekit.codeplex.com. So feel free to go ahead and pause this screencast if you'd like to follow along line by line. And if not, what I've done is I've actually taken that project and I've removed all of the music and the sound calls. So we're going to start from scratch and you'll see how to add all of that functionality. So adding music in a Metro-style app using HTML and JavaScript is exactly like the web. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to use the same W3 standard HTML5 audio tag. We're going to go ahead and add and reference those musical tracks inside of our project the same way that we would inside of a web app. And then we're going to have two screens. So we're going to have a main menu for our game as well as a game screen where all the action happens. And we want the ability to swap out musical tracks based on which screen that user is on. So let's go ahead and show the project. This is our main screen that you're seeing happening here. The main screen is always what gets called first. If I hit the play button, this is now my game screen. And as you can see, even though I hit ships here, there's no sound, there's no music, and I can go back to the main menu by calling up the app bar. So, let's go ahead and create a new folder. We'll say add new folder. This is where we're going to keep all of our sounds. So I'll say sounds. And then we're going to reference two musical tracks I've already picked out. I have a Win8 media folder here. And one of them is a WAV file and the other is an MP3 file. So we'll go ahead and we'll add those two. We'll come into our default JS file. And right here before app on activated, this is where we're going to go ahead and we're going to set up all of our musical tracks. So we're going to have one for the menu and we're going to have one for the game. So let's go ahead and say music menu. So this will be a new audio tag. You can see we're getting full IntelliSense. I'm going to say sounds, hydrogen.mp3. And then I'm going to create the music for the game. And this will be a new audio tag. And we'll do sounds crazy comets.wave. And we're going to want both of these. You'll notice as soon as I type, both of those JavaScript objects are coming back here. So you can see music game and music menu. Both of those variables we've created, I'm getting full IntelliSense on. So I'm going to say music game loop equals true. And then my menu, I want that to loop as well. So that'll start off our music. Now we actually need to know when we're swapping it and which one we want to play. So inside of our game, we've got this function called showMenu. ShowMenu, like you saw when we loaded the app, is the first thing that gets shown. That's the showMenu call you can see in initialize, as well as if we hit that command button from the app bar. So what we'll do is we'll come down. After we clear the screen, so we're clearing our canvas tag here through a clear rec function call. This is where we'll tell the game music, I want you to actually pause, and the menu music, I want you to play. And then if we hit that play button on the menu, we're going to call start game. So we want to do the same exact thing here, just the opposite. So we're going to take music menu pause, and then music game play. And that is it. We've actually used standard HTML5 audio tags inside of our MetroStyle app. If I run this, you will hear sound on the main menu. And when I hear the play button, you can hear the sound in the back. And then we can swap back and forth. So you can see that track continues to play, as well as the game track in the background. And we'll go ahead and stop this. Now, we want to add some sound effects, particularly when we're tapping the screen or using the mouse to try and blow up ships. We want to hear laser beams and those ships being blown up. So What we could do is we could use the same exact HTML5 audio tags we did before, but what I thought would be neat is to actually use a third-party JavaScript library. So Sound.js is from Grant Skinner and crew, the same folks who did Easel.js, one of my more favorite HTML5 canvas libraries. This is the same exact library that you can pull down from the web. The version of Sound.js that I have, the way that you actually load sounds into it, is through a method called add batch. So I'll show you what that looks like. And then I also thought it would be neat when we're trying to hit the ships on screen, rather than having the same sound effect each time, it would be neat to have three different laser effects that we randomly select from. So we're going to go ahead and create an array called lasers, and then we're going to pick that as we go through. So let's go ahead and swap over. And we're going to need to add the sound effects the same exact way that we added our music tracks before. So I'm going to say add existing item. I've got some sound effects here. I've got my three lasers that we just talked about. I've also got new level and pulse. New level and pulse, I've actually recorded my own voice and then modified them to sound like an 80s, retro arcade game that you'll have in there. So new level occurs when you reach a new level, and pulse happens when you accumulate a certain amount of points. I do what's called a gravity pulse, where all of the ships on screen will actually blow up. So now that we've added our sound effects, we need to go ahead and add that JavaScript library called Sound.js. So that's as easy as referencing the JavaScript file. You can see if I open this is the same file from the web. It's just been minimized. And like everything else, if we're going to reference a JavaScript library, that JavaScript needs to be loaded into the DOM. Now, the only time I'm actually loading anything into the DOM is in my default.html file. So that is the HTML where I'm going to reference this JavaScript. Because this is Visual Studio, we can just drag and drop in any kind of file, and it's going to automatically add that reference for us. You can see script JavaScript file right here. And then if we drag into default.js using that same file, what we get is this reference path. And so what will happen is Visual Studio will actually go into that JavaScript file and generate some IntelliSense for us when we use that. So really cool way, if you're working with third-party libraries, of actually getting IntelliSense on top of all those different functions. So in the same area where we added the music, let's go ahead and create that array of lasers, and I'll call it lasers. So this will be a new array. And I'm going to assign each one of those lasers, which you can see over here, 1, 2, and 3. So the first one inside of that array will be laser 1. The second laser will be laser 2. And the third will be laser 3. Simple enough. So now we need to go ahead and set up the call, that add batch call in Sound.js. So where I'm going to do that is in a function I have called initialize. So initialize is called after DOM content loaded. At the bottom, you can see right down here inside default.js, DOM content loaded. Let's go back up to initialize. This is where I set up all my elements on my screen. I initialize the canvas, I do my coordinate system. All that other goodness happens here, as well as our event handlers. So right before the event handlers, this is where we will initialize all of our sounds. So I'm going to go into Sound.js. You can see I get full IntelliSense on that. You can see the add batch call. And this takes an array of sounds. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do here is start entering the name value pairs. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to say the first sound, what did we call these? We called these pulse and new level. So we'll say new level. And that is in our sounds folder. We called it new level.mp3. And we only need one instance of this sound. And I'm going to copy all of this other stuff here. And we'll have copy. go. So the next one we want is pulse. And that's going to be under pulse. And then we're going to have our laser sound. So we've got laser 1, laser 2, and laser 3. And those are going to be in the same location here. So laser 1, laser 2, and laser 3. So now we've got all of our sound effects initialized and loaded up into Sound.js. Let's go ahead and close the array and the method call. Okay. And where we're going to do the actual call to Sound.js for these sound effects now is if we've hit a ship and the touch point that somebody had on the screen with their mouse or their finger, where we're going to play that sound effect is actually in a call, a function we call destroy ship, and you can see that happening right here. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to destroy the ship. Let's do that right at the beginning of the function call, and let's go ahead and randomly pick a number. Now random Excel is a number that I use internally for picking up different random accelerations when the ships are on the screen. So I'm reusing that that function call right here. You can see it's just a math function that picks a number between two ranges. Feel free to use that for whatever else you need. And I'm going to pick a laser sound out of there. So lasers are, I'm getting a random laser from that array. And then to play a sound with Sound.js is as easy as Sound.js play. We're going to say that laser sound we just declared, and then I'm going to tell it can interrupt any of them. And the other place now is in the gravity pulse and the new level. So all of that happens in update score. You can see if we've reached a gravity pulse, we're going to turn on the accelerometer, update the score to say shake that screen. This is where we would tell it to go ahead and play the pulse and interrupt any of them. And then when I get a new level, we're going to increase the speed of all our ships to increase the difficulty level. And I'm going to go ahead and do a, what did we call it? I think we called this new level. Yeah. So that is it. We are randomly picking some laser effects. We've got everything loaded into Sound.js, and then we're going to play a new level when we hit a certain amount of points. Now, to make this for demo purposes, what I've got is I've actually have in here the amount of points required for each level. So let's go ahead and just say 200 points. That way you can hear the sound effects very quickly. Let's go ahead and run this. You'll see we get the same music on our menu. We get the game music. If I hit a ship, it blows up. And you can hear the new level when we go across. So that's how easy it is to add music and sound effects to your Metro-style app. If you're looking for more Windows 8 developer tips, you can check out my blog at blogs.msdn.com, DaveDev. You can reach out to me on Twitter or email. And definitely check out the Windows 8 Developer Center, where all of the content is hosted, as well as our SDK samples and more of the API guide. Everything is at dev.windows.com. Thank you.